I'm Graham Dalton. I'm Chief Executive of the Highways Agency.
And can I ask you what you're hoping to get out of this event?
Well, this is a good opportunity for me to hear what other transport modes, transport operators are doing, whether it's bus, rail, airports and aviation. It's also an opportunity for me to explain to perhaps a slightly cynical audience that roads, which are not normally seen as being very green, are also able to get more sustainable in how we go about engineering them and managing traffic on them.
We'll come back to that in a minute because I do have a question on that. Have you had any interesting conversations so far with people?
Quite a few today, either milling around with some of the people, and I'll take out the ones that people are trying to sell us things. Mm-hmm. I think some of the discussions this morning, actually, and also some of the Q&A discussions on the panels, just recognising how we can all actually do our own bit, whether it's rail operators looking at energy consumption in their depots is exactly the same as me looking at energy consumptions in my road depots. We've actually got an awful lot in common. We can learn from each other. Understanding that this sustainability theme is actually important to the business and the bottom line of the business. We can actually save money by doing it. We can deliver a better service and we get happy customers. There's an awful lot of people, an awful lot of things in common here today, and just putting it together is really good.
Is there anyone you particularly want to speak to or conversations you want to have?
Oh, I'll walk around and talk to anyone about anything. Actually, I don't come with premeditated thoughts of conversations. It's much better at something like this, the chance conversation. Mm-hmm. Bumping into someone you didn't think would have something in common or something you'd be interested in. And lo, it is, so it's good.
Great. Sorry, my phone's off. I wanted to talk to you about more about highways and their perception. So obviously you're saying they're not seen as being very green. But do you think they can ever be perceived as green? Do you think there are any steps that can be taken to take responsibility for making them more sustainable going forward? So you did mention that, but do you know what actual tangible things you can do?
We're responsible for maintaining and building operating roads. So we don't provide the vehicles, we don't drive the vehicles, we don't control how many, and yet it's those that consume the fuel. But we can do things by making sure traffic flows as smoothly as we can. That improves fuel consumption. Smooth traffic on a motorway saves 7 to 10% of fuel. And that's something we can do affecting road users in a positive way. Little things like that. Mm-hmm. Vegetation, foliage, environment, looking after it, maintaining it. By the size of the motorways, we've got a lot of sites of special scientific interest. They do not have people walking all over them every day. So that's just some good habitats. We need to maintain those and look after them. Those are all things we can do. Surprising things in many cases, but make a difference.
A large proportion of car journeys in the UK are under 10 miles, so they're very local journeys. What ways do you think that we can reduce those?
If you're on a 10-mile threshold, actually 10 miles is a fair way for some journeys, and suggesting someone's going to walk 10 miles or ride a bike for 10 miles is perhaps pushing it a bit. I think there's a lot we can do on the very short journeys. Jumping in a car for the mile to go to the station, the mile to go to the shops, just discouraging those, giving good all-weather cycle protection, cycle storage, good secure cycle facilities at a station becomes an incentive to ride your bike there rather than a disincentive. Showing people, letting them know where footpaths and walks, it'd be surprising how many people live somewhere, they've always left their house by car. They don't know that there's actually a way to walk that is not down the side of the main road, and it might be a more direct route. Mm. And that's all the things that local villages and neighbourhoods can do.
And how willing do you think road users are to make any changes necessary on their end?
I think road users are surprisingly willing to change. They need incentive. The good intention is there, turning that into actual behaviour. To get someone to stop using their car and give it away is pretty unlikely. But actually persuading them to plan their journey a bit better, maybe travel at off-peak times or different times, I think they'll do that if they know where they can get the information. Persuading them to plan their journey around and making two or three stops or calls on a single journey rather than those two or three out-and-back journeys could halve their mileage. It saves them money on fuel, saves wear and tear on the car, probably saves them time. and giving them planning tools and journey planning tools helps them do it. So I think people are winning. They just need to know how to plan and how to change their habits.
And you were talking about ways to ease congestion on the highways before as well with the speeds. Can you tell us more about that?
Variable speed limits. They've been around on parts of the M25 for about 10 or 12 years. We're introducing them on other motorways now. They seem a bit counterintuitive, don't they? The speed limit's 70 miles an hour. Slow the traffic down to 50 and you get there quicker. Well, it's because it smooths the flow. So rather than having trucks driving at 50, some cars driving at 60 or 65, some at 70 or more, and then jumping hard on the brakes when it slows up in front of them. If everything is moving at 50, whilst those few lucky ones who might have had a clear run might slow down a bit, everyone else is running at the same speed. And we find that overall the average journey time improves, and it just keeps the whole traffic flow steady. It's a bit like water flowing through a pipe. If it's a small rough pipe, as the flow becomes turbulent and slows down. If it's a nice smooth pipe of the same size, it just flows steadily.
That sounds really nice. Okay, my final question is just what tangible changes do you think can be made in transportation from this sort of event? What would you hope would happen?
I think events like this are actually really important at keeping people thinking about what's in their gift. It's very easy to say, this is such a big problem, sustainability is a huge problem, I can't do anything about it. In my case with the roads, I could be excused for thinking this is about truck drivers, car drivers, their behaviours and what they choose to do. But it's not. If I can ease traffic flow, if I can give them better journey information, if I can warn them of delays and congestion, then they can respond and react. And that all helps them either travel a bit less, make their journeys more focused, or save fuel. That all helps.